over Shabbos, we had the opportunity of having some members of the family together with us, and I mentioned Daniel Greenblatt's kasha. So I was very much interested in seeing what they would say. So one of my sons-in-law told me, he pulled out a sefer of Divrei Torah from the yeshiva that he went to that happened to be sitting on my shelf, and he pointed out that he wrote an article about this topic. And he, as part of the article, in his research, he found that the Pnei Yoshua asked this kasha in Ksubas. Pnei Yoshua, on that sugya of Yemer Bachoshim, in Ksubas Pedalan and Beis, Imamash asked this kasha, lock, stock, and barrel. I looked at the Pnei Yoshua. He says, if you'll tell me that somehow you can't be a shliach if it's chav lachrini, sahecha matzinu, shlichus, and gittin v'kiddushin, it's chav lachrini. Imamash asked the kasha. So baruch shekivanta. I mean, I was just excited to hear that. So I posed the kasha to the members of the family. I said, "No, you know, what do you think?" So a few of them came up with the following answer. I don't think the answer that I gave on Thursday is wrong. I think it's definitely a possibility, but they came up with an answer that I think might be more right, and I'll explain to you why. Okay, again, the answer that we gave to the kasha is that since there's a gzeras hakosav that you can have shlichus by getting the kiddushin, if you'll assume that every gerish and every kiddushin is chav lachrini, so it turns out that there's a gzeras hakosav that tells you that the shlichus of getting the kiddushin has to break the rules. But by zechiyah, we don't have such a gzeras hakosav. How do we know shlichus by zechiyah of dinei mamonis? So as we mentioned, it's like a little bit of a tzrichasa. The Gemara in Kiddushan, Daf Mem Aleph, has a mokar for shlichus in many different areas. In getting the Kiddushin, it has a mokar in Truma, Atem Gam Atem, it has a mokar in Kodshim, V'yichulahem Ish Selavei Savo Selavoyis, Karban Pesach. So there are many different sukkim, and the Gemara says we need all of them, because if you only had one, then we would think, no, shlichus is only in Kodshim. And if you only had Truma, then we would think, you know, something about machshava. You know, the Gemara is a tzrichasa because if you only had one mokar, then we wouldn't know the din of shlichus and kalat arakula. So it comes out that to know shlichus by kinyanim, by dinim amenas, we need the psukim of havashas truma and kachim as well. So we have other psukim. Those cases are not cases of chav lachrini. It's not chav lachrini that I can make a shliach to be mafresh truma samaisis for my nechassim, but that's not nogea to anyone else. It's not chav lachrini that I can have a shliach shecht the Karban Pesach for me. If I'm part of the Chabura, then he can check to me. If someone is not part of the Chabura, he can't check for them. They're not part of the Chabura, so it doesn't affect them at all. So it could be that since there's a Gzeres HaKosav, that there's a Dinim Shlichas by getting the Kiddushin, and there it's Chav Lachrini always, so maybe the Gzeres HaKosav is teaching me that Shlichas by getting the Kiddushin breaks the rules. But since by Dinim Amanis, by Kinyonim, we don't have such a Gzeres HaKosav, it's not like the standard is that it is Chav Lachrini, the exception is that it's Chav Lachrini. So Efshim and Kinzogin, what the Rosh is saying is the svara is that if you don't have gzeres hakosav to tell me that even if it's chav lachrini, you can have shlichus. The svara is that if it's chav lachrini, you can't have a din of shlichus. That's the svara. That's what he's working with. So there's no raya from getting the kiddushin that even if it's chav lachrini, you can have a shlichus. That's the answer that we wanted to hear. The answer that other members of my family suggested is this. If you think about it, what's the Rosh saying? Rosh is saying that in the case of Tovis Levachov, Makam Shechav Lacherim, the very same chalos that you're trying to do for the Balchov that you're being Zelcha for, you could do the same chalos for a different Balchov. It's the same chalos. What we're saying that's Chav Lachrini is that if you do the chalos for one person, and you could have done the chalos for a different person, so it's a chav, it's a chov for the other person that you didn't do that chalos. It's the same zechiyah, the same nice zechiyah that you're doing for one, you could do for another. So there, the Rosh is saying that it doesn't make any sense that a shliach should be able to be poel for one balchov and be chav for a different balchov. He's choosing whom to do the ma'aseh zechiyah for. He's doing the ma'aseh zechiyah for one balchov, and he's choosing not to do this ma'aseh zechiyah for a different balchov. As the Rosh explains, Yad Shliach Kiyad HaMeshalech, when the Shliach does the Maisa relates back to the Meshalech. So this Shliach is now choosing to do the Maisa Zechiyah for one Meshalech, for one Balchov, and he's saying that I'm not going to do it for a different Balchov. That's Chav Lachrini. It's Chav for the other Balchov, because what you're saying is, this Maisa Zechiyah, if it's done for X Balchov, is going to be a Chov for a different Balchov, because you're choosing to do that Maisa for one, not for the other. And that's what the Rosh is saying, that you can't be miyached your ma'aseh zechiyah for one if that same maisa zechiyah could be done for someone else, so what gives the shliach the right to be miyachid his maisa to one balchov? He could do mamish the same zechiyah for a different balchov. That's the problem. The case of getting the kiddushin is totally different. The maisa kiddushin, the maisa gerushin, you can't do for someone else. Let's take gerushin first, right? You can only be megarish the baal. You can't do a maisa gerushin for someone else. It's chav la'achrini, according to Tosas on Daf Dalet, in the sense that there's like a zaitige, right? There's an external chov that a kohen is not going to be able to marry the grusha. It's not that the same chalos that you're doing for this baal, you could have done for someone else. So the svar of the rush doesn't apply. You can't say, well, how can I be miyachid my pa'ula for the bailim? I'll tell you how, because the gerishin only affects the bailim. You can't do the maisa gerishin for someone else. So there's no problem with being miyachid the pa'ula for him. Of course it's miyuchad for him. And even by kiddushin, despite the fact that you could be makarish the woman for someone else, but she has to agree. Right? We need das over here. You're coming to be makadesh the man to this woman. The woman agrees to be makadesh to this man. So that maisa kiddushin doesn't affect anyone else. It doesn't affect anyone else in the sense that that maisa kiddushin is not transferable to anyone else. It affects the krovin. Now the krovin become usher on these two individuals, on the chassan and the kala. But that's, again, that's just an external chav lachem. It's an external effect from the maisa. But it's not as if the chalos that you're doing for one, you could have done for the other. So that's not subject to the rule of the Rosh. The Rosh is saying that a shliach can't be miyachid his maisa to one if he could do the very same maisa to someone for someone else. Right? If he could do the maisa for someone else, and he's going to choose to be miyachid the maisa for one, so it's chav lachrini, right? He's being chav to someone else by choosing to be miyachid the maisa for this person. But in the case of getting the kiddushin, he's miyachid his maisa to the mishaleach because the maisa only relates to the mishaleach. It can't be done for someone else. Gerushin certainly can't be done for someone else. But even kiddushin, since kiddushin requires the das of the isha, so if she agrees to be mekadesh to this person, then the maisa only relates to that mekadesh. It only relates to that mishaleach. It doesn't relate to someone else. So despite the fact that it's chav lachmini, it happens to be a chav for someone else. So what? The only problem is that can the shliach be miyachid his maisa for the mishaleach? So in getting the kiddushin, he can, because the maisa is miyuchad only for this person. In zechiyah, it's not miyuchad for this person. There are multiple balei chovos. There are multiple balei chov. What gives the shliach the right to be miyachid his maisa zechiyah for this bal chov and to make it chav for the other bal chov? Will.
Because by getin, the isha doesn't have to have das. I'm assuming the chelik here is not the das of the isha, which I already mentioned by kiddushin. It's more that the shliach is not picking because it was already sort of decided who this is for and can't do it for anyone else. Whereas by Tobit Balchov, he's picking which Balchov to help, right?
Correct. But the problem I had with that is kiddushin. Like, he could be makadish the woman to someone else. So, but the point is, if the kiddushin requires the das of two parties, so then who says that this mice is transferable to someone else? She doesn't agree to marry the other person.
By kiddushin, are we speaking about a shliach of the isha?
No, we could be talking. The case that I'm giving is a shliach of the ish, meaning even a shliach of the ish sends a shliach to be makadish an isha to him. Right? So that maisa that the shliach is doing is only miyuchad for this ish. Who says it relates to anyone? Who says he could do that for someone else? No one else has a zchus to demand that he do the kedushin for them. The shliach doesn't have to do the kedushin for someone else. So the truth is, you could have stopped right there. Right? The shliach doesn't have to do the kedushin for someone else. The other person doesn't have any zechus in this woman. Right? See, he doesn't have a zechus in the woman. I'm just adding that the woman has to agree to it, which is really the second side of the same coin, right? That there's no zechus in the woman. The woman has to agree to the kedushin to begin with. So it's not like any other person has a zechus in this kedushin. So therefore, even if it's chav lachrini, it is chav for other people, but the svar of the rush doesn't apply to kedushin either.
In a case of like Zevikidish the Isha Stam, so the only Tilik you have left is the one of the Baal. Like it can only be Yufa to that Baal, because nobody else told this.
No one else asked him, right? No one else asked him. So the Maisa Kiddushin is really irrelevant to anyone else. No one else asked him to do the Kiddushin. Here there's a connection. Each Baal Chov has a connection to the money of the Lova. So what gives you the right to be tofes on behalf of one as opposed to another? You're being miyached a maisa to one person, but it's chav to another person, because the very same maisa zechiyah could relate to someone else. That's l'chora, the svar of the rush. What I like about this answer is that instead of just saying it's exeris hakasuv, this answer really works with the svar of the Rush, that the svar of the Rush applies to Tovis Labacho, but it doesn't apply to Gittin the Kiddushin. So it's almost like you don't need an answer. There's no kashin. There's really no... This answer is basically that there's no kashin. It's like, you know, they tell the story that the Beis Halevi was once talking to someone, and he said, you know, Reb Chaim, my son, he like changed everything in the world. It used to be that someone asked a kasha, someone gave a teretz, and the guy who asked the kasha was happy, the person who gave the teretz was happy, because, you know, he thought of the kasha, thought of the teretz. He said, my son came, and now everything is different. Someone asked a kasha. Reb Chaim basically says, like, no, you totally misunderstood the sugya. There never was a kasha to begin with. So the guy who asked the kasha is not happy because he asked a terrible kasha. Reb Chaim feels like, I didn't really give a teretz because no kasha was ever a kasha to begin with. Not quite. I mean, he did give a good teretz. Right? But that's the kind of teretz that this is, right? This teretz is not a teretz. It's that, no, the Rush is talking about a specific case. So it doesn't apply to Gittin Kiddushin. The whole thing just doesn't apply to Gittin Kiddushin. So the kasha really never began. I think it's a great teretz. I was very excited. Yes.
I understand by Gittin, but for Kiddushin, if
you don't like the teretz, I guess.
I love
teretz. If you were at our Shabbos here, so maybe you could have. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
So meaning I understand. Like, what is it, if it's all about his maisa and his problem in his shlichus, like the maisa of the shliach? What is her saying yet have to do with him actually doing his act? Like,
because the maisa Kiddushin is not transferable to someone else. It's not like anyone else has a taina. I want you to be mekadesh this isha to me. She doesn't want it. It's not. It doesn't relate to you. It doesn't relate to you. So this shliach can be mekadesh the isha, despite the fact that it's going to create a chov for someone else. For whom? For the krovim, right? Now she's not going to be able to marry the krovim of the baal, and the baal is not going to be able to marry the krovim of his wife, right? He can't marry his wife's sister. That's an external chov. That's a secondary effect of the maisa. It's not in the maisa itself. It's not like anyone else can say, this maisa kiddushin really is shayach to me. It's not like the krovim could say, this maisa kiddushin is shayach to me. He doesn't want to marry you. If he wants to marry this woman, right, so he's not interested in marrying you. He's not interested in marrying you, so it doesn't relate to you at all. The truth is, you don't even need the das of the isha. The mekadesh wants to marry this person. Right, so why does this maisa kiddushin relate to a different woman? Let's say, right, it relates to the sister of the mekudeshes. No, he's not interested in marrying the sister. The sister will become usur on the mekadesh, but the maisa kiddushin doesn't relate to the sister because he doesn't want to marry the sister. Okay, very good. Can we talk after shiur? Okay. So last time we started discussing the other kasha of Tosfos. You know, there were two kashas that Tosfos had on Rashi. Rashi has his shita that Tosfos b'chol makom shachav lachem is lo kona dafka if lo aso shliach, but if aso shliach it's kona. The Tosfos one kasha was, but if he holds zechin utam shlichas, so then maishna aso shliach milo aso shliach. It's doch bezel bezach. If it doesn't work by zechia, then it shouldn't work if aso shliach mamish. If it works by aso shliach mamish, it should work by zechia as well. So we pointed out that Rov Yishonim are against Rashi. Rov Yishonim assume that Tovis B'chol Makom Shachav Lachem Lo Kona, even if Aso Shliach. We should point out that the simple answer for Rashi, which we said was not a good answer, the simple answer for Rashi said if Rashi holds Zechiah Lav Mitam Shlicha, so there's no Kasha at all. Right? Because if he holds Zechiah Lav Mitam Shlicha, obviously Zechiah is going to be weaker. We said that doesn't work within Rashi, because Rashi on Tesam Abayz clearly assumes Zechiah is Mitam Shlichas. But we should point out that according to the Chachmei Svarad, the Chora, one should be mechalek, like Rashi says, one should be mechalek between Zechiah as opposed to Aso Shliach. Now we keep on saying, Rov Yishonim hold like Tosfos. Rov Yishonim? No, Rov Yishonim who hold of Zechiah Mitam Shlichus would hold like Tosfos. Right? Rashi's Chiddush is within Zechiah Mitam Shlichus. But if you held like the Ramban and the Rashba and the Chachmei Svarad who hold Zechiah Lam Mitam Shlichus, so Lechora, Rashi is right. Right? Aso Shliach should be different than Lo Aso Shliach. The Kasha of Tosfos is not really a Kasha. It's just that answer is not going to work for Rashi, because Rashi happens to hold Zechiah Mitam Shlichus. But it is important to keep in mind that it's not like Rashi's chiluk between Aso Shliach and Lo Aso Shliach has no validity. According to the Chachmei Svarad, Lechor that chiluk might be right. Right? Lechor that chiluk might have a room. Right? We might be able to say that there really is a chiluk between Aso Shliach as opposed to Lo Aso Shliach. Okay. So the first kasha that Tosas asked on Rashi is not the lomdisha kasha that the Ktos had to answer, that we spend so much time on trying to figure out what is Zechir Mitam Shlichas, and why would I say that Tovas Nebachal Magam Shechab L'Cherim doesn't work by Zechir. No, the first kasha is just the textual kasha, right, from the Gemara and Ksubis. Gemara and Ksubis on Peid Aleph and Beis quotes a case that Yemer B'Choshu told his Shliach to be Tofes the Arba, to be Tofes the boat of the Balchov. And the Gemara says that they told Yemer B'Choshu he doesn't have a right to do that, since this person is Tovis B'Chov, Makam Shechav L'Chem. There were other Balichov that the Lover owed money to, so he doesn't have a right to be Tovis it for Yemer. Like, that was the Gemara. So Tosa says, isn't that the best raya, that even if I saw Shliach, we still say that Lo Kana, that Tovis B'Chov, Makam Shechav L'Chem, Lo Kana. So we mentioned on Thursday that the Shidim Kubat says that a simple pshah. That really, it's not asa shliach. When it says amar le l'shluchei, he means that he told his shliach, someone who was his shliach for other things, told his shliach to grab it. He didn't tell him tafsei ni'ali, grab it for me. He just said tafsei, as if to say grab it, and I'll tell you later what to do with it. He didn't ask him. He didn't make him a shliach to actually grab it. Because some of the talmidim asked in seder, it's like, what's the chiddush of the gemara? Why would the gemara say? If there's no significance to that, he wasn't a shliach. So the Shita addresses that. The Shita says that you would think, since he's a shliach ba'alma, he's a shliach for other things, so you would think that even when he says, tafsei, grab it, he really meant tafsei ni'ali, grab it for me. Kamashkola, no, he didn't mean that. He just meant tafsei. He didn't mean to be my shliach, to be tovei zid on my behalf. And that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Right? The chiddush of the Gemara is not that, despite the fact that he's a shliach, nevertheless, lo kana. No, he wasn't a shliach, but you think even though he wasn't a shliach, since normally he's a shliach, maybe he was a shliach over here too, kamash malan is not. And this is the shita. So according to the shita, there really is no raya from the Gemara Ksubas at all, because we misunderstood the case. It's like a Reb Chaim, right? Right? It's that there's no kasha, and there's no kasha because you misunderstood the case, so the whole question never even began. The Marsha in Ksubas offers a different answer. It's complicated because he's not really offering an answer for Rashi. It's like Kila Achaya. He's talking within Tosfos, but within his comment of Tosfos, you see a possible answer for Rashi, but he rejects the answer. Right? He suggests an answer, rejects it, but others say, but it is an answer. If you understand the answer, maybe talking is a good answer, even though the Marsha doesn't like it. What do I mean? Like, what's going on over here? So let's see the Marsha inside. This is in packet 20. The Marsha quotes Tosfos. The Ikal Amem Amigo Dezachel and Avshin Zochinam Lachavim Mashen Ken Hocha. Okay, what's that? So that's the Hemshech of our Tosfos too. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Tovis Abachol Makashachav Lachem Lo Kana. But Epis, where you can say Migo Dezachel and Avshin by Metzia, if you can say Migo Dezachel and Avshin Zochinam Lachavim, so maybe Rabbi Yochanan will say that Kana. That's the comment of Tosfos. So within that, we'll get to that comment in a moment. So within that, says the Marsha, Lo nichalohu b'hach svara, l'kayim perish Rashi, the perakamet above Metzia, the dafka below aso shliach lo kona hosam, av baso shliach keno mishamigo dezochel anavshe, masha'en ken hocha, demehai tamet demigo dezochel anavshe chule. I'm sorry, stop. Masha'en ken hocha. He says, Tosfos is not happy using this svara to try to explain Shitas Rashi. What's he saying? That Tosfos is bothered with two things. Tosfos is bothered, first of all, how can Rabbi Yochanan say by Metzia that Tosfos is b'chol makom shechav l'chem kana? And to that he answers that migad zochel l'nafshi zochinam l'chavri. So frekta marsha, well, once Tosfos is going to say that, why did he use that svara to explain Rashi? He's first bothered with Rashi's shita. How can Rashi say that Tosfos is b'chol makom shechav l'chem kana if aso shliach? So he should have said that migad zochel l'nafshi zochinam l'chavri. Now, but Migul Zachal Nafshi Zachal Namachav doesn't apply always. It applies by Metzia, Chor, not by Balchov. So what's the Marsha saying? He should have said that the only time Rashi made his comment, gave his chile between Aso Shliach and Lo Aso Shliach, is by Metzia. By Metzia, since Migul Zachal Nafshi Zachal Namachav applies, so there, if Aso Shliach, then Tovis Vachal Makam Shachav Lachayim is going to be Kona. That could have been a good answer, says the Marsha. Tosfos didn't give that answer. Right, but that's the answer the Marsha is suggesting, Kila Achaya, right beneath the surface. He's saying, Tosfos didn't say this. Why didn't Tosfos say it? So that's what the Marsha says, that the Hemshech, he said, the Mayhai time of the Migud Azach Lanafshe, ain't Svaru Lechalek Ben Aso Shliach Lilo Aso. The Marsha says that you know, you think maybe this is a good svara to explain Rashi. Maybe the svara Migdal Zach LeNafshi is a good svara to explain Rashi, but Tosas didn't give that svara. Even though Tosas, in the same Tosas, he mentions this svara to the Mechalik between Metzi as opposed to Bachov, but he didn't give that svara Lefi Rashi, because he didn't think it was a good svara to be Mechalik between Aso Shliach and Lo Aso Shliach. So it comes out interesting that the Marsha suggests a svara for Rashi, but he rejects it. He says he doesn't think it's right. Doesn't think that it's a good svara. But others point out, maybe Itaka is a good svara. Maybe this really is the answer for Rashi. What's the answer for Rashi? What's he saying? He's saying maybe Rashi only said his chiddush, that there's a chiluk between Aso Shliach and Lo Aso Shliach, he only said his chiddush by Metzia. This is the question that I left you with on Thursday. Halodovahu, it is interesting that Rashi makes his comment, he gives his chiluk only in Bav Metzia, not in Ksubas, not in Gittin. I mean, the main sugya is in Gittin. It's not really in Bav Metzia. It's a little bit in Ksubas, but like here, the Gemara really, you know, there's a whole discussion here in the Gemara. So the main sugya is much more here than in Bav Metzia. So why does he say his chiluk in Bav Metzia? So to that, you could suggest what the Marsha wanted to suggest, even though Hitaka rejects it, could have said, well, Bav Metzia is talking about Metzia. Bav Metzia with an ayin is talking about Metzia with an aleph. Right? That's the case. It's talking about Metzia. Magbiya Metzia Chavero. So maybe Dafka Lagabe Metzia, Rashi holds that if Aso Shliach, everything is different. Right? Maybe Dafka Lagabe Metzia, Rashi holds that if Aso Shliach, everything is going to be different. You see, it's interesting that the Rashash in Ksubis asks, Ketos HaChoshen as well, in Simen Kufay, the Achronim ask that Rashi and Bav Metzia, if you look at the Lashon of Rashi, he's not going on the case of Metzia. He's just going on the Din, right? Tovis L'Bachov, Mokam Shechav L'Acherim. He says here, Havi Tovis L'Bachov, Mokam Shechav L'Acherim. Yeah. Okay. Lo kana. He's just going on. There are three Rashi's. The next Rashi is chav lacher, and the next Rashi is lo kana. So on lo kana he says kedama b'ksubas lav kokamini lios kofitz me'ela v'chav la'ela me'achash lo aso also on noshe shliach litvos. The Rashi's are not on Metzia. The Rashi's are on the general halacha that tovis the b'chav makam shechav lacher lo kana. So, claim the Rashash and the Tos, who says the Rashi is limited to Metzia? His Perush is on Tovitz Lebalchov. So who says it's limited to Metzia? Okay, I hear what they're saying. But by contrast, you could say, right, you could respond that it's interesting the Rashi only gives his chiluk in the Gemara above Metzia, which happens to be talking about Magbiya Metzia. So maybe Dafka over here, he gives his chiluk, even though the words of Rashi are on the halacha, not on the case of Magbiya Metzia Chavero, then maybe he only would say it, Lagabi Metzia. What's the svar, though? What's he saying? So Chara, what he could be saying is this, that if the problem of Tovis Abachav Makam Shechav Lachem is what the Rosh says, right, that the Shliach can't be miyach in his pu'ula for the Meshaleach, the Shliach can't be miyach in his pu'ula for the Meshaleach if it affects someone else, right, if the same, let's say with the mishpachas signal, right? Right, if the same ma'is zechiyah that you do for this balchov, you could do for the other balchov, so what gives you the right to say that this ma'is zechiyah is gonna help this one balchov? Right? It's a ma'is zechiyah that's really shy to someone else as well. How can you be miyached your pu'ula dafka for this one balchov? That's how the Rosh explains it. So Efshim and Kenzogin, that svara applies. If the shliach has no independent koach, he's only drawing his koach from the mishaleach, so his whole koach is that he can be a shliach. Shulcha shalom kavoso means he can relate his maisa back to the mishaleach. If he's drawing his koach from the mishaleach, so really the only way the shlichus works is if, as a result of the maisa of the shliach, I'm going to relate the maisa back to the mishaleach, and I'll say that it's ke'ilu the mishaleach that did the maisa. He's giving koach to the shliach to do a maisa for him so that it'll be his own maisa. But if the shliach has his own kochos, if he has an independent koach, so he's not drawing kochos from the mishaleach, so maybe that's more powerful. Right? Maybe then, if aso shliach, so because he has independent kochos, because migu dezochel anafshe, he could be zocher for himself, so maybe in such a case, he can direct the maisa to the mishaleach. The only reason why normally he can't direct the Maisef to the Mishalech is because he doesn't have an independent koach. His Maisef Zechiah can't relate to him, to himself. It can only relate to the person he wants to be Zochah for, or to someone else. So then what gives him the right to be Miyachin his Pa'ula for that one Balchov? But in a case where we can say Migud Zochah Nafshei, since he has a right to be Zocha for himself. And if he's Zocha for himself, it doesn't matter that the Maisa Zechia could taka be done for someone else. He has a right to be Zocha for himself. So once he has a right to be Zocha for himself, then he has a right to be Miyachid, that Pa'ula, for someone else. He has a right to be Miyachid, that Pa'ula, for the other Balchov. Maybe that's the Svar. Maybe that's the Svar. It's interesting, though. If that's the Svar, so then what do you need a song Shliach for? Right, the fact that Migud Zochah Nafshei, just the fact that he's able to be Zochah for himself, maybe that should be enough even if law is so true. But Rashi somehow was making, right, in Svarah, that there's a combination. That Migud Zochah Nafshei is not an independent Svarah, it's only going to help you solve the problem of Aso Shliach, right? That if Aso Shliach, still, how could you be Miyachid your Pa'ula? You could be Miyachid the Pa'ula if he could be Zochah Nafshei. He'd be able to be miyachid his pa'ula if he'll be zocha l'nafshin. What's the chiluk between aso shliach, lo aso shliach? I'll tell you what the chiluk is. If lo aso shliach, Rashi holds that the zchi is not going to work. Why? Even if mikud is zocha l'nafshin, it's still not going to work. Why? Because it's working through the din of zchi mitam shlichus, and what? It's a minei ha-Torah. So it's the way the Torah says, right? The Torah is not going to allow him to be Zocha, despite the fact that he can be Zocha l'nafshei. But if it's Chav Lachem, the Torah doesn't allow you to be Zocha for someone else. If you want to be Zocha for yourself, that's your prerogative. But to be Zocha for someone else, that's only going to work through Zechim Itam Shlichus, that the Torah does not allow you to do. But if it's a Mini HaGavra, if it's Aso Shliach, so then that's not a Mini HaTorah, that's a Mini of the individual. Oh, the only problem is the deficiency of the rush. Then how can the shliach be miyachid his pa'ula for this bailim, for this mishalech, if the same pa'ula can be done for someone else? Oh, but if migud zachel nafshei, if he has an independent koach to do it for himself, so maybe that enables him to be miyachid his pa'ula for this one bailim, for the mishalech. Okay, so this could be the answer for Rashi. It happens to be an answer that the Marsha rejects, but he's only rejecting it within Tosus. He's saying Tosus didn't offer this answer because he doesn't think that it's really an answer to be mechalik. That the truth is, according to the svara that we give, it really is an answer to be mechalik. It could be a good answer to be mechalik. Maybe the reason why Tosus didn't like it, he didn't say it's a good answer to be mechalik, is why? Because Tosus didn't like the Ksos. I mean, he didn't go with the Ksos's track. Tosus did before the Ksos. He would have loved the Ksos if he lived in his generation. But right, but he didn't work with the Ksos's track. The Tosus assumes Zechiah Mitam Shlichus is what? Anan Sari, implicit meaning of the Gavra. So it's an implicit meaning of the Gavra, so then Maishno Zemizat, right? What's the difference between the two? Right? You'd have to be Miyachid the Pa'ula for the Bailam in both cases. So if Migud Zachel Nafshei Zachel Nam Lachavi works by Aso Shliach, it could work by Lo Aso Shliach too. It's the same thing. So that's what bothered Tosus. That's why the Marsha says Tosus doesn't give this chiluk. But Rashi is working with the Ksos. Rashi assumes Zechiah Mitam Shlichus means that if it's a Mini HaTorah, the Torah is not going to take sides. That's what Rashi will say. Aso Shlich is a totally different case. Yeah, but the problem is, how can you be Miyachid your Pa'ula for this individual? No, but if it's Metzia, Migud Zachel Nafshei, right? If he has the ability to be Zachel himself, he has his own Koach. So he has his own cause, and that gives him the ability to be miyachid the pa'ula dafka for this person and not for someone else. Yes?
How can we say that Rash is mechalic between Metzia and other cases? Rash says Kedama Beksubis.
Right. Okay, so Kedama Beksubis means that he's quoting the Gemara. Does he say that on the Chiluk, or does he say it earlier?
He says it a little bit earlier, but it seems like the Chiluk's going based off what?
No, he actually, yeah. Lokana Kedama Beksubis. Lo konake the amar beksubis. What is he in ksubis for? Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is quoted in ksubis. Okay, I don't know. I mean, that's the kasha of the Rashash and the Ktos. That Rashi seems to be talking about the halacha. He's not talking only about Metziah. The Marsha's teretz is that it's in the context of Metziah, so the halacha is mentioned in ksubis, but he's applying it in the context of Metziah. So maybe he means to say that it only relates to Metziah. This is the Marsha. Okay, so far we have two answers for Rashi. One is that the kasha never began because you misunderstood the Gemara Ksuba. That's the sheet. Then we have the Marsha who has a lumdus that maybe Rashi only said his halacha lagavi metzia because of mikud zachin afi zachin ami lechaver. One final answer. I mean, there are other answers for Rashi, but these three answers, I think from a textual perspective and from a Sevara perspective, these are very yisodistic. So these are the ones I want to focus on. The Shach. Shach is a very interesting, a very beautiful answer. What does the Shach say? So the Shach also says you have to look at the Gemara of Metzia. Rashi's comment is on the Gemara of Metzia. If you look at that Gemara, you'll see that there's something special about that Gemara. That's where Rashi gives his comment. What does the Gemara say about Metzia? Right, the Gemara there is talking about a machlokas amaran, whether mabir metzia lachavero kana chavero, lo kana chavero, right? Rav Nachman says mabir metzia lachavero, lo kana chavero. So to that the Gemara says eisve rava le Rav Nachman metzias po laatzmo the medvar mamur bezman shomelo balabayis nakeshimi hayom adorim hayom avlo amelo asemi melocha hayom metziaso shel balabayisu. Rava asks, how can you say mabir metzia lachavero, lo kana chavero? But in the case of Mitzias Poel, the Gemara says that if you have a Poel Stam, you didn't hire the Poel to do a particular malacha, Nakeshi mi hayom, Adori mi hayom, take out the weeds, hoe the ground for me. You know, he didn't make him a Poel for a specific malacha. He said, Asei mi malacha hayom. I want you to work for me today. Do malacha for me today. That's all he said. So if he said, do malacha for me today, so then the Mitzia of the Poel goes to the Balabais. So, Frekt Rava, how can you say Magbir Metzia Lachavero, Lo Kona Chavero? But don't you see that one person can be Magbir a Metzia for someone else? The Poel can be Magbir Metzia for the Balabais, and it works. It works. So, don't you see Magbir Metzia Lachavero, Kona Chavero? So, Amale, no, Shani Poel, the Yodo Kiyad Balabaisu. He says, Poel is different. Poel, Yodo Kiyad Balabaisu. Yad Poel Kiyad Balabais. There's a relationship between the Poel and the Balabais. What's he saying? The Poel is hired. Right? Sochro lios poel. He hired him to be a poel. So once he hires him, that's a different connection. That's a relationship that's stronger than stam magbir metzia lachaver. Stam a person. Right? Stam a person who's going to be zochin a metzia. So there we'll say that he has a koach. Yodol kiyad balabayis. He's more like the balabayis. So in the case of poels, he's more like the balabayis. So then he has a koach. So then the Gemara quotes Rav Yochanan, who says, Magbir Metzia Lachavero, Kana Chavero. Rav Nachman says, Magbir Metzia Lachavero, Lo Kana Chavero. Rav Yochanan says, Magbir Metzia Lachavero, Kana Chavero. So now the question is, the Gemara seems to link Magbir Metzia Lachavero, Kana Chavero, Lo Kana Chavero, to the case of Tavis Bachav, Makav Shechav Lacherim. And on that, Rashi says, that even if you say Tovis Abachav Makam Shechav Lacherim Lo Kona, that's Dafka if Lo Aso Shliach. That's Dafka if Lo Aso Shliach. But if Aso Shliach, then we'll say Kona. What does Aso Shliach mean? So comes the Shach and says, well, let's plug in what the Gemara is talking about. Let's see the Shach. Lefiyani is Daiti Liyasha Kavadas Rashi says Lo Kosha Mashik Shul of Atostis. He said, the Balabach, Hinami, Tikshi, Lama, Pirish, Rashi, Tame, Parakam, the Metzia, Lama, Parakam, the Gittin. The same kasha we keep on asking. Why does Rashi give his chat only in Bav Metzia, not in Gittin? The Hasam, Iker, Milsa, the Tovis, the Bachov, yeah. El nearly, Kavanas, Rashi, the Pshita, the Bidibura, Ba'alma, Sha'omer, Lo, La Tofes, Lo, Havi, Shliach. Okay, the Muchach, we must need to the Tenele. Mashakosav, Rashi, Me'achash, Lo, Aso, Shliach, Litvos, Kavanoso, Shesachro, Leo, Shliach, Litvos. If lo aso shliach means he was not socher him to be a shliach. If lo aso shliach, then we'll say tovis v'bachav v'chav v'chav v'chem lo kona. The kavanas Rashi bezed lo tikshi mai mishani asim perakam de metzia shani poel diado kiyad balabayis v'hop shida dein poel meshubed lebalabayis ke'ebet kanayni the name of the havi kiyad balabayis atzmo. A poel is not meshubed like an ebet kanayni, so what does that mean? What kind of an answer is that? The yad poel kiyad balabayis. Elevada shiny Paul Shesarchol lelaket Matthias nimtza the Habi Shlucho. Kevin Shesarchol liyos Shlucho Habi Yado ki Yado. Can you really come on as Rashi? Rashi is learning that the teretz of the Gemara that Yad Paul Ki Yad Balabayis is saying that if he's socher the Paul to do malacha, included in the malacha that he's sochem to do is that he can collect metzias for him. So once he's sochem to be his poel, so then yado kiyad balabayis, that's a very powerful relationship. If the whole chisaron, I'm reading it to the shachna, if the whole chisaron of tovus levachal makam shechab lacherim is the rush that you can't be miyachid your peula for the balabayis, so that's where you and the balabayis are not linked so strongly. Yes, it's true. Through shlichus, shulchus shalom kamosu, we'll say that yad shliach, yad ha-meshaleach, but that's a halacha, right? It's a halacha that despite the fact that you're not really like the meshaleach, but the halacha of shlichus, you know, links you somewhere. But if you're a poel, if sochor lios poel, that's more than just the shliach, right? Sochor lios poel, then you're more like the yad balabais. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that yodo ki yad balabais mamish, right? He's not like an Eved Kanaini for him, He's not Meshubed Begufo to him, but Yado Kiyad Balabais makes more of a connection. If it makes more of a connection, so then perhaps we can say that the deficiency of the rush doesn't apply. If the whole problem of Tovus Levachal Makom Shechab Lachayim is that you can't be Miyachid your Pu'ula for the Balabais, what gives you the right? Right? Your Pu'ula affects someone else, but if Yado Kiyad Balabais, if we look at you and the Balabais as being one, so then, of course, your pa'ula is going to be miyucha for the balabais. Just like if the balabais did the maisa zechi himself, no one would say, well, what gives him the right? If that affects someone else, so what gives him the right to do the maisa? If yado kiyad balabais, if yad pol kiyad balabais, so the maisa of the pol is mamish the maisa of the balabais. It's not that al pidin we treat it as if it's the maisa of the balabais. It is the maisa of the balabais, because there's mamish a connection between the two. If there's more of a connection between the two, so then the time of the rush is not going to be a time. Kind of the rush will no longer be a time. So that could explain why Rashi says that Tovus Levachal Makom Shechab Lacherim will be kona if a soh shliach, not a soh shliach. If a soh shliach is if he's a poel, Rashi according to the Shach, Rashi never meant to say a soh shliach is different. He meant to say if a soh poel, that's the type of shlichos where we'll say that yado fiyad balabayis, and then the deficiency of Tovus Levachal Makom Shechab Lacherim is not gonna work. This is so that the Yad Pol Ki Yad Balabais, we see this constantly. The Poskim use this Yisod in many different contexts, that Yad Pol Ki Yad Balabais is not like a Shliach. It's more than a Shliach. It's Super Shliach. Super Shlichus. Super Shlichus. I'll just give you one example. There's a famous Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim in Hilchas Schiras Paul in Simon Yud Aleph talks about the following case. What happens if you hire a non-Jew to build a Makkah? You know, there's a din of a Makkah, Mem Ayin Kuf Hei, right? That you have to build a fence on top of your roof. Right? On top of your roof. You're not supposed to... You have to prevent people from falling off the roof. So there's a chiyuv to put the makkah up. And there's a bracha. When you put up the makkah, you make a bracha. It's like any other bracha on this. What's the din if you hire a guy to put up the fence? You can't put up the fence yourself. You don't know. You're not a contractor. This is too much for you. It's beyond your pay grade. You know, you could change a couple of light bulbs in the house or something, but, you know, this is a little bit more than changing a light bulb, right? So you hire someone. But you can't hire a Jew. You couldn't get a Jew. You hire a guy. And now if you hire a guy, can you make a bracha on it? Can you make a bracha on the asiyas makkah? The maisa mitzvah is being done by the guy, right? The maisa is being done by the guy. The bracha is instituted on the maisa mitzvah. Of course, you're being mekayim the mitzvah. You're living in a home with a makkah. So you're certainly being mekayim the mitzvah, but the maisa mitzvah is being done by a guy. So it's being done by a guy. Can you make a bracha? Zok the Machne Ephraim. He says yes. Even though ain't shlichos la'akum, there's no shlichos for a guy. You can't be the shliach of the Yisrael. But if you hire the akum to put up the makkah, then he's a poel. Yad poel ki yad balabayis. It's as if the balabayis did the ma'isa. So the balabayis can make the bracha on the asiyas hamakkah of the non-Jew. Because it's as if the Yisrael did the ma'isa. Nochamo, you see that yad poel ki yad balabayis is more than shlichos. It's more than shlichus. The guy can't be a shlich of the Yisrael. It doesn't matter. If he hires him to be a poel, that's a stronger relationship. Yad Pol Ki Yad Balabais tells me that when the guy builds the market, it's as if the Yisrael builds the market. He did the Maisa Mitzvah. So if he did the Maisa Mitzvah, then he'd be able to make a bracha. It's similar to our case, that even if you'll tell me that shlichus is deficient, and Tovus Levachal Makom Shechab Lacherim, even if I saw a shliach lo kana, but if I saw a poel, Zok the Shach, Pshat and Rashi is if I saw poel in Kona because Yadok Yad Balabayis, and then the problem that the Rosh presented is not going to apply. Questions? All right.
But the case of Yadok Yad Bal is only talked about from the perspective of the Nachman and the Pista. Because Rabbi Yochanan is towards the end of that Gemara, and over there, he said, that we're beyond, we already moved past
the. But what's the Maskana of the Gemara? What is Rashi taking out from the Maskana of the Gemara? So that's what the Shach is saying. Rashi looks at this Braisa and he'll claim that the only time, right, the only time that we'll say Tovus v'achol makom shechav lacherim lo kana, right, which is what the Gemara was saying at that stage. It's only lo kana if he's not a poel. If he is a poel, then it'll be kana. Rav Nachman, who says makbim v'sil lachaver lo kana chaver because it's Tovus v'achol makom shechav lacherim, because he's talking about a case where he's lo aso poel. If I saw poel, then everyone would say kana. And that's exactly the point. Within the shita, if those of b'chav makam shechav lacherim lo kana, there's a chiluk that if I saw shliach, kepoel, right? You made him a poel, that type of shlichus. So then we'll talk to say kana. It's on that Rashi. Well, I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan in our Gemara says if those of b'chav makam shechav lacherim lo kana. That's the whole steer that Tosfos is going to ask. We passed in Lokana. So Rashi's comment is even within the Manda Amar of Lokana, but if I saw O Poel, then Kana. So we passed in Lokana, but within that Shita, if I saw Poel, Taka Kana. Rabbi Yochanan over there says Kana, but that's the Kasha that we're going to deal with, right? That's Tosfos' Kasha. It could be Metzia is different, right? The Shach is not going within that Metzia is different, right? He's not going within that line. He's saying, if you hold Tovus v'achol makom shechav lacherim lo kana, but afal pikein, if I saw poel, then it'll be kana. Okay, maybe we'll hold the rest of the questions for you after Shia. I'd be happy to answer them. I just want to have a little time for halacha.